Hi everyone, welcome again to another Teacher Joseph podcast. I was very sad today to hear that the actress who played the mother on Alf has died, age 77. Now, for those of you who don't know or don't remember what Alf was, it was basically a TV show. And Alf was a little alien who had arrived on planet Earth. It wasn't animated, it was real. I'm sure you remember Alf. The title character Alf was an acronym for alien life form. And he crash lands in his spaceship in a garage of a suburban California middle-class family. They're known as the Tanners. And Anne, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly here, Schedin, was the mother, Kate Tanner. And she passed away in the last few days, which is very sad. She clearly was a very talented actress. Other actors in Alf was Max Wright, the little boy, I think, was Benji Gregory. But the idea was that Alf was an alien from the planet Melmac, and he followed an amateur radio signal to Earth, and then he crash lands into their garage in the San Fernando Valley of California. The father's a social worker. Then there's his wife, who's the mother. There's a teenage daughter, younger son Brian, and of course the pet cat Lucky, that Alf always wants to eat. There's a comedy in Alf. Is a very sarcastic kind of alien. He always has lots of wise cracks on the show. You know, that just means lots of funny words. And, you know, often the FBI or the alien task force come looking for him because they've heard there's an alien in the neighbourhood. And there's the neighbours as well who always pop in, and Alf has to hide, of course, so nobody knows. So it's really interesting. And then I think at one point even Alf adopted a new cat, wanting to eat it when it was big enough. There was a movie, I think, in the 90s, Project Alf, where he's captured, and the Tanners aren't in that movie, but Alf is. It's very funny. So yeah, sadly, the actress who played the mother in Alf, she's passed away, and that's why I'm talking about Alf now. But if you haven't seen Alf, you really need to go and watch it. It was just crazy. One of those shows that you would really love. You probably know it. It was famous all across Europe. This little brown kind of alien who makes lots of sarcastic remarks with a broad American accent when he's communicating with the family that he lives with. I loved Alf. Well, anyway, one of the strangest things about that TV show, if you do remember it, not many people know this, is that they all hated each other. In Alf, apparently, there were lots of very strong personalities, and it was a little bit like a really dysfunctional family. And it was so bad that in the last episode of the last series, the man who plays the father, Max Wright, he just literally turned around and walked out. There were no big parties, no farewell, all the best for the future. He was so upset that he just turned around and left. I think, from what I understand, part of the problem was the fact that the guy who played Alf always insisted in coming to meetings and production meetings dressed as Alf. He didn't come as himself, talking about the cast or what's happening, he insisted on being Alf all the time. And a lot of them really began to dislike that. You can imagine. I think he was the boss as well. Wasn't he the writer or the producer or something? And you can imagine if Alf was always Alf and never the actor behind him, it would be very, very upsetting. So, that's the story of Alf, the TV show, and how they really didn't like each other. The woman herself, who played the mother, Anne Shedin, she commented on this, saying it was really rough going, because to make one episode often took them many, many hours, purely because that they, you know, didn't get along. And shooting the TV series, we use the word shooting, meaning to capture the film, was painful since they really didn't like each other. So isn't it funny how something so beautiful and funny for us came from such a dark place when they tried to make it? The guy who actually was the puppet himself, that was Paul Fusco. And I'm reading here, he was the producer, writer, and director. So that might be why they didn't get along. It goes on to say that Sony Pictures Animation now own the rights to Alf. And it's very, very interesting, isn't it? He was quite a character, Alf, the alien life form. Anyway, the mother has passed away, sadly. And she brought us a lot of joy along with that little puppet. That's it from me. See you again soon. Bye. Open up my heart to learning. Open up my heart to love. Help me to know myself and how I should learn. I open up to learning. I open up to joy. Help me to learn a language and let it be my happiness.